we are trashy trailer park drunks, and he's mm-hmm. like this. He has like crystal goblets and.
Oh yeah, like he poured the alcohol.
Solo cup.
Yeah, no solo cups to be found. It was all like frosted glassware.
He's got like liquor in bottles with those like little glass knobs on it and stuff that I don't even know what they're called.
Are they decanters? Decanters. Yeah. They're wonderful. He pours the rum into the decanter, and he labels the decanter rum and vodka, gin.
We didn't have those in the ditch when I was growing up.
Nope. Drink straight from the bottle. Yep.
We had Pabst.
Old Milwaukee.
Had a club in Genesee.
We had Jenny. We really had Jenny Light mostly.
Yep.
So.
Oh my goodness. So then we
got on the road and we were headed.
South Carolina. Or
South?
Georgia.
Was it south or north?
South.
Okay.
Southwest. Southwest to Savannah.
We went to a country store.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's like this trashy trailer park comes in the ditch.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 465 of the BFO for Tuesday the 5th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my Labor Day, and then what, Big Fatty? I got nothing. Big Fatty? Hello, in the closeters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're in the closeters today, because y'all, if you look like that Holly did at the show art for yesterday, you know that was Labor Day. That is Big Fatty. That's not spelled with a U. No, it is not. You saw the annual reminder. Yeah, I just woke up from a nip a nap. You saw the annual reminder that Labor Day signals the end of wearing your white shoes and your seersucker garments. Take off your white shoes and your seersucker garments and put them in the closet. Yes, Big Betty. No, Lord only knows the special chairs in there. Who knows what else?
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I'm going to see y'all today. Today, the 5th of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of... No, it's not. It's a very, very important anniversarium. Yes, we better you can celebrate an anniversarium too. Yeah, I guess that's true. Y'all met half of this couple. Y'all, it was at a meet and greet up there in the Chicago's many, many years ago. Yes, we better at Box. Yes, it was a homosexual establishment. And y'all, this person has been a long time listener of the LFC and of the BFO. Y'all, and she's just lovely. Just lovely. You hear me mention her on a regular basis. She's done many, many of the specialty show arts for the little show. Yes, we've had it not in a while, though. But, y'all, I am talking about Mrs. Lauren and her husband, Aaron. So, y'all, if you see them, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and they
is young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, we haven't heard the Fatty the Pooh music in a while. We haven't, and I usually play it when I don't have a whole lot for the little show. Oh, Big Fatty, I thought we'd hear it much more often then. Well, that's probably true. Y'all, let me see. I think I told you. No, I gave you a little preview that old Veda and I, y'all, we did the LFC live on Pride 48, and a couple of folks showed up. I know that Gary Bearden, yes, Big Fatty, out there at Rainbow Pines, yes, y'all, that's rotisserie chicken. Y'all, Daddy Ron, you know, he cooks, but he cooks for an army, okay? And he buys for two armies. So y'all, I have 2 pounds of rotisserie chicken bazooms still here. So y'all, I've just been snacking on it. It's been lovely. But I need to tell you. Anyway, that's what was making me anyway, y'all, we were recording the LFC live, because Veda, you know, Veda's gonna, and I are gonna be doing the LFC, during the Pride 48 weekend. I think we're Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters, and, so he was trying out 3 different micro hoists. He was doing the one that he normally uses, and then he's got a Yeti, just like Big Fatty's, except Veda's is then he was using the old standby corded headset, you know, the earbobs with the micro hoist on it that used to come with you with your iron. So he's trying all 3 of those out just to see which one gave the best sound. Big Fatty, which was the winner? Well, I would guess, I haven't listened, but I would guess the one that sounded like crap. Big Fatty, that would be perfect. Set the mood. So that's why we were doing it live. Y'all, after that, what did I do after that? I just snicker-snacked on Sunday afternoon. I watched some things on the TV machine. I was watching the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves were playing out there at the City of Angels, the Los Angeles, and they were playing the Roger Dodgers, and y'all got the ass beat. But they're back in Atlanta tonight. Tuesday. I don't remember who's coming to town. But Big Fatty, is it Santa Claus? No, Daddy Ron was here last week. Ah, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's an inside joke. I won't remember that I made it, but anyway, one person will laugh at it. Well, maybe 2. Let's see. And then, y'all, the 60 Minutes was a repeat, but I had it on, and I was piddling around. Y'all, I was double-checking everything, because, you know, I've got my 2 big meetings today. Tuesday, y'all, with Olive's investor, the guy that handled his investments, and then with the estate attorney. And y'all, I wanted to make sure I had all of my paperwork and everything correct. And y'all, I've had to go back and redo a couple of things just because I didn't like the way I had done it the first time. Be ready, you're anal. Well, anyway, I never mentioned a gentleman. Be ready. Anyway, after that, y'all, it was the big brother. And y'all, I like to look at the Pocket BB. You know, that's the app that people sit and watch the live feeds. Then they type in what's going on and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, I had missed, I guess, a lot of this, I guess, because Daddy Ron was here. But I did not realize that all the shenanigans going on in the background prior to the live eviction last Thursday night. But y'all, it's a good episode. I enjoyed it. And I know that y'all, you know that Daniel Bieber, there's only one thing he despises more than Big Brother, and that's the BFO. But he's watching the Big Brother because that Sari from the Survivor is on there, and yes, Big Betty, and he's threatened to listen to the BFO, because he has to drive into the coal mine. It's true. I don't know where I was going with that. Big Betty, what? How's that different from anything else? It's not, y'all. I gotta tell this story. Gotta tell a story on myself because y'all, on Sunday. I called my middle brother and his wife. They're the ones that their oldest daughter is getting married. I think I've mentioned that. She's getting married later this month. And y'all, she and her fiancé, y'all, they're having the wedding out in the mountains out there in Washington State. And y'all, they arrive and the photographer follows them around from dawn to dusk, and they have a private chef and he takes pictures of them with these grand landscapes, and like they're out on ledges of rocks and all this kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, a once in a lifetime kind of thing. And my brother and sister-in-law and my other niece are going to be there, as is the groom's mom and dad and his brother. But y'all, I got all confused because I had ordered a specialty bottle of wine with an etching on it of greenery and all, and it had their names, and it had September the 19th, 2023 on it. And y'all, then they came out with a different design, and y'all, it was mountains and deer and things like that on it. And I had it, I said, oh, well, that's much more perfect. I think save this, the first one I bought for their first anniversarium. And so I had it engraved with their names in September the 19th. And y'all, then y'all, this is the ravages of age. Y'all, I looked at the calendar and I said, well, the 16th is the Saturday, not the 19th. And I went, oh, if I have had it engraved not once but twice with the wrong date on it. And y'all, then I look back at August, and y'all, the 19th fell on a Saturday in August. And I went, oh my gosh. So I just decided, well, I'm just going to have to tell them that I'm the crazy, I've proven again that I'm the crazy uncle, and I fucked up the date for their marriage. And so my sister-in-law, they're going to host a reception, a brufkus, a little brunch thing on the 1st of October for people that are coming to the reception party on the 30th of September. And And so I was, I was asking, is there anything I can do to help? And she says, well, I'll know better when we get back. I think I'm back on the 21st or 22nd. And I went, why are y'all staying so long out there if the wedding is on the 16th? And she goes, oh, no, the wedding is on the 19th. Y'all, I had never been so happy in my life. Y'all, they're getting married on Tuesday. Y'all, 2 weeks from today. I guess that was the only time they could book the photographer. And so, y'all, all of a sudden, all is good with the world. But anyway, y'all, I got to tell you, it was something. And y'all, on Sunday night, I went and I was looking for some wrapping paper that had like mountains and things like that on it to continue the theme of the giftette. And y'all, I found a place. I don't remember where it was, but y'all, you could personalize the wrapping paper. So I had their names put on it and ordered a roll of the wrapping paper. And y'all, it's one of those. Big Fatty likes to be different. Big Fatty has the understatement of the day. And so y'all, I just want to do, you know, a little something that nobody else is going to do. So I did that. And anyway, so that's coming. And y'all slept like a baby. Y'all slept like a rock, actually. Yes, Big Fatty. And woke up Monday morning, did my morning routine. I cooked a roast in the cracker pot overnight. On Sunday night, and y'all got up, read the paper, had my coffee and my brofkas, and did the puzzles, and I was off on the morning nip walk, y'all. It was quite nice. The humidity was down. I did the regular walk. I did pause at the halfway point for about 15 minutes, but I did the big circle and everything, and y'all came back and ate some of that chicken that Daddy Ron left, and then got my shirt. Y'all, they had a special on that Robert Barker, who used to do The Price is Right. And y'all, it was a good little special, hour-long special, Monday at 11 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, then I got my shirt and I laid down for a little nip-a-nap. And now, here I am. Oh, and y'all, I'm going to cook some barbecue ribs on the grill for Labor Day. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, for somebody that didn't have anything to talk about, you sure did nather that one up. I did. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, like I say, meetings, and of course, we'll be going over to have supper with the gals over there at Shady Pines, and y'all, who knows? Who knows what'll happen between now and when I record Tamari's little show? It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from over there at the Blom Guides. And Mr. Cackle, I know you love to come down here and visit Big Fatty at the villa. And what would you like to tell people about Big Fatty?
He's like this trashy trailer park comes in the ditch.
Oh, in the ditch. Well, okay,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.